Hey, listeners, it's your host, Destiny. Welcome or welcome back to Reflection and Desk Podcast, where I journal out loud about relationships, sex, mental health, social media, and more. And before I get into this episode, I just want to tell y'all that make sure you rate and review my podcast on Apple Podcasts or any other platform that allows you to give a rating or a review. Because I know on some platforms it won't let you do it, but I know for sure that on Apple Podcasts it lets you leave a review. So please, please, please do me a favor and support me, and please go rate and review my podcast and just give me some feedback so I can just improve on my podcast and keep on coming out with content. So let's get into the topic of this episode. And what I'm going to be talking about today on this episode is how women aren't safe in society, or just not feeling safe in society. So there's been videos circulating around social media where women record themselves being followed or harassed by random men on the street. And I've mainly been seeing these videos on Twitter, and they've become very viral and real popular and stuff, and how women just don't feel safe. I remember seeing a video where it was this black girl. Y'all probably know the video where the black girl, she was walking from the store and she was going to her car, and she was saying how this dude kept on trying to talk to her and stuff. And basically she was trying to be nice about trying to push him off, and she was about to get into her car, but she stopped herself from getting into the car because he was about to get in her car with her, which was like a red flag and alarm right there, because he could try anything. And it was broad daylight, and I'm trying to remember what all else happened, but yeah, I just remember her getting followed by the man, and the man was getting mad just because she wasn't okay with him following her around. And she was telling people to call the cops. If I'm not mistaken, she was telling some other people on the video to call the cops and stuff, because that man followed her all the way to the store to her car and stuff like that. And I think he even cursed at her because he got mad because she was like rejecting him and stuff. And I can't stand when there are men out there who can't handle rejection. And I know all men are not, you know, rude like that and can't accept it, but I'm just focused on the men that get real angry when a woman don't want to talk to them, period. Even when you at a gas station and stuff, and you're trying to pump your gas or go in the store to get something, and it just be random men that come hoot and holler at you and say, hey, can I get your number, what's your name and stuff, and you try to ignore them, and then they can't handle you ignoring them, you know, not feeding into their little game that they trying to play and stuff like that. And then they get angry, be calling you bitches and a hoe and all that, and calling you ugly. Like, I wasn't ugly when you was just trying to talk to me a couple seconds ago. Like, dude, really? If a female don't want to talk to you, do not pressure them to talk to you, or don't try to force yourself on somebody. I remembered the video of the lady getting followed, and then I just saw another video earlier today where it was this other female. She lived in California, I believe. I'm gonna go to Twitter real quick and go to my bookmarks, because I had saved it in my bookmarks where the girl. Okay, I found it. The girl was basically saying that it wasn't even nighttime while she was on her way home or whatnot. Not home. Yeah, she said, it's so sad and pathetic that I'm not able to walk home while the sun is still up. It's 2019 and women aren't safe. So, of course, after I had read the caption of the tweet, I had watched the video. And I'm about to let y'all listen to the audio on the video.
In case any of you were ever wondering what it's like to be a girl, let me tell you what it's like. Okay, as you can see, it's still broad daylight out right now, and I'm walking home from work. Some random guy comes up to me, taps me on the shoulder, and asks me if he can use my phone. I told him no, because I don't know him. I'm not going to give a stranger my phone. 5 minutes later, this guy pulls up in a car, right on the curb, right next to me, and starts demanding that I give him my phone. And I told him, no, get away from me. Then he starts yelling at me, telling me that I need to get in his car, to get in his car right now. And this whole entire time, you guys, I'm still walking. He's still following me. There's people at the bus stop. They don't care. They're watching it happen. And I literally had to scream at the top of my lungs multiple times, get the fuck away from me. Get away from me. I don't know you. And I had to run away. You can see I'm sweating and nobody cares. That's what it's like to be a girl. We are over-sexualized for nothing. We're just victims. Like, it's disgusting.
Okay, so y'all heard the audio of the video and y'all can hear the story, and you saw how she was a victim. Basically, she was saying how women are victims, and she was a victim in her situation where somebody just randomly asked for her phone, and she was just telling the dude no because she wasn't comfortable with him using her phone like that. And then he gonna pull up beside her and then tell her to get into his car and stuff, and you know, just bothering her for no reason at all as she continued to go on her journey about going home and stuff like that. And at the end of the video, she was saying how women is overly sexualized and stuff. And I feel like everything that she had pointed out, like towards the end, and what she had stated in the video is so true. How it just, the fact that us as women feel so unsafe, especially when we're around a certain group of men or just minding our own business, and certain random situations like that happen and put fear in our hearts and stuff, because we basically in danger. When somebody, you know, threatens you, yell at you, or just bothering you for no reason, it makes you feel some type of way. And I'm going to put the link in my description, in this episode description on the podcast, to the tweet and stuff, so y'all can go watch the video yourself, because she still haven't deleted the tweet or whatnot, and I don't feel like she will. And then she had put two more tweets after the video, and she said, "To update you guys, I'm still not home yet, and another guy walking on the street tried to approach me again. This one called me a whore and asked me to give him a hug. I cannot make any of this up." And I feel like she's not even making this up. Like she said, she can't make it up, because stuff like that happens every day. One guy tried to talk to you and you get into it with him, and then next thing you know, like after a while, going somewhere else, minding your own business, then another dude trying to bother you. Like I was saying earlier, she live in California. That's a bigger state, more people, but a bigger state and more people has nothing to do with this topic or situation or whatnot. But I just, oh my God. Like, I feel bad for her, because nobody wants to be put in a position where they just feel unsafe, period. And then she, on her other tweet, she was saying she had to sit in Starbucks. Well, let me quote word from word to from what she said. "I have to sit inside of a Starbucks now while I wait for my boyfriend to meet me so he can walk me home the rest of the way." And she was saying, "I love being a woman. It's so horrifying that this planet has such disgusting people on this earth who have the nerve to be so disrespectful." So basically, her video is bringing awareness to social media how, you know, women have to deal with this on an everyday basis and stuff. And of course, she's not the first woman that's been on social media and recorded herself getting bothered, or just sharing her story about what just happened to her while just on her way home, or, you know, doing her own little thing and stuff like that. And I feel like women shouldn't be targets at all. And we shouldn't even be victims, period. Because we deserve to feel safe in any type of environment that we go in. We shouldn't have to be paranoid or on guard, or, you know, have to make sure we carry around this pepper spray and knife and stuff like that just because we are at risk of somebody bothering us. And when I say somebody, I mean men, period. And I'm not saying that I hate men or trying to bash men or nothing like that. I'm just saying, from my point of view as a female, yes, there are males out there that do stuff like that and cause you to be in situations that you don't feel comfortable in. Especially when you telling them no and standing your ground and they still being real pushy about it. And I had this experience back when I was staying in Georgia, the Atlanta area, where I used to ride the bus during my senior year. During my senior year was my first time living in Atlanta and stuff, a whole new school, whole new people and everything. So yeah, I used to ride the bus and whatnot. And there was this dude that I ride the bus with who tried to always used to talk to me and stuff. And of course, I didn't like him like that and stuff. Like, I wasn't paying him no attention. You know, I was just in my own zone and just minding my own business. All I was worrying about is just getting off that bus and going straight in the house from a long day of school. So one day, I remember him telling me that he was going to follow me to my apartment door, because I had stayed in an apartment complex and it was a bunch of apartment buildings in that complex or whatnot. So all of us that got off the bus just go our separate ways and go to whatever building we stayed in. And I stayed in like the first building when you come into the complex or whatnot. So yeah, he told me that he was going to follow me home to my apartment door and come into my house. And when he said that, I felt so uncomfortable. I remember that day like it was yesterday. I felt so uncomfortable when he told me that, and I got real paranoid since that day he told me that, because for one, I knew he would try it because he was just that bold. He didn't care at all. And two, he could easily execute his plan because I was the first one that always got off the bus, because I always sat in front of the bus because I didn't like sitting in the back of the bus, because once I'm in the front, I can hurry up and get off and go straight in the house. And if he was watching hard enough, he could easily find out which apartment door was mine or what my apartment number was, and, you know, come and try to hurt me or like rape me or something, like make some type of advantage towards me. And third, there are times when he literally would be walking so close behind me as I'm trying to get to the stairs to my apartment building, because I stayed on the second floor of my building and whatnot. And yeah, he used to be so close behind me trying to talk to me and stuff like that. And I just was real paranoid when I got off the bus and stuff. And thank God he didn't try nothing crazy, because I always had this plan in my head where I would kind of do a different route with the way I walked to my building and stuff, so he wouldn't know exactly which door that I was walking to or whatnot, just in case one day he just felt like extra bold and try something like that. Then I'm just thinking about how back in like middle school and stuff, how the little boys used to slap you on your butt and stuff and basically violate you. Back then when you're younger in school and stuff, when you a female, you don't really think about it that deep. But as you get older, you realize how that's not right at all for little boys to be just like touching your butt and thinking it's all cute and laugh about a kiki and all that. It's like females are always a target, period. Whether you are a young girl in middle school, high school, or even elementary school to being a grown adult, it's always going to be some type of pervert or some type of person that'll probably try us and think we, I guess in their eyes, they might think we something they can prey on and, you know, take advantage of and do anything to and stuff. And like I was saying, no person wants to feel violated or uncomfortable, period. I was saying that I don't like these type of men who try to be so forceful on women and stuff and then be disrespectful on top of that. So thank God that the woman didn't even feed into all of that BS that this man was trying to throw at her anyway, because if you get mad so quickly by rejection, I can only imagine what else you would get mad at and what type of partner you are in a relationship, period, or what type of person you are, period, or in general and stuff. And yeah, I just can't believe how these type of videos are going so viral and stuff. And I'm not saying it in a bad way, it's just like, wow, like women really do get bothered a lot. I'm so glad it's women out here that are bold enough and brave enough to share those type of videos and bring awareness to what's going on in everyday life for women, because most people might not think about it as deep as they should, and stuff like this probably don't be on their mind and they don't see how serious it is. But now that these videos keep on circulating around social media and just becoming very popular, now people are seeing how serious this is, how women just get violated for no reason. So ladies, make sure y'all have some pepper spray in your purse, a little pocket knife or something, anything to protect you, especially if you know you're gonna go on walks by yourself, drive somewhere by yourself, just being by yourself in general. And you know, just being safe, because I don't want any woman out there that just feel helpless and don't have any way to at least try to protect herself a little bit if she have to. And I pray to God that anyone that's listening to this episode don't be in a situation where they feel uncomfortable or at harm or in danger and stuff like that. But I just want to make y'all aware of what's going on, and stuff like this does happen. And oh Lord, Sorry, I'm stuttering over my words. But yeah, I share my experience with you guys about my short little story about getting off the bus and being in school back then. Even though my experience wasn't as serious as the other two ladies that I mentioned to you guys, but still something little like that could turn into something big also. So yeah, if you have daughters or if you're a woman yourself, just be safe out there, because I don't want to see the next video of being involved with something like that, and that would break my heart to see that and make me angry too, that somebody would bother you for no reason and just make you feel some type of way or not comfortable at all. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I was on my little rant, or I guess bringing awareness to this topic about women not feeling safe or being safe in society. I want y'all to share y'all opinions about this episode on my Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, when I post the snippet of this episode on there, and ask y'all the question for episode 38. I'm not too for sure what the question is going to be yet, but still, just give me your feedback on this topic, and make sure y'all rate and review my podcast also on Apple Podcasts or any other podcasting platform that you can. Yeah, I'm just trying to remember everything to make sure I didn't miss nothing. I already told y'all, follow me on social media and rate and review my stuff. I just had to give y'all a reminder again about the rate and reviewing. But yeah, I hope you guys having a good day and good night, and I'll be back with more episodes. Bye.